Czech Prime Minister Andrej Babiš has hailed the EU compromise on nominations for the bloc's top jobs as a big success for the Visegrad 4 grouping, which fiercely opposed the system of Spitzenkandidaten and particularly the candidacy of Frans Timmermans for European Commission President. But while the Prime Minister is cheering, there have been mixed reactions from Czech MEPs, some of whom have criticized the fact that the deal reached does not reflect the outcome of elections to the European Parliament. Daniela Lazarová has the details.
Czech Prime Minister Andrej Babiš and the other leaders of the Visegrad 4 went into the EU summit determined to overturn the Osaka deal on top EU jobs. And after 3 days of tortuous negotiations in which they received significant support from Italy, they achieved their goal. Prime Minister Babiš, who postponed a top-level meeting to resolve a serious domestic crisis at home in order to await the outcome of the protracted EU summit, said it was an important victory.
For us, it is crucial that the Visegrad 4, together with Italy, prevented the nomination of Spitzenkandidat Frans Timmermans. We have criticized the system of Spitzenkandidaten from the outset. It is not part of any agreement, and we do not want to accept it. In the end, we were successful in sidelining it.
While many found the rejection of the main frontrunners hard to accept, the Czech Prime Minister expressed satisfaction with a compromise agreement reached, in particular with the nomination of Germany's Ursula von der Leyen for European Commission President.
Ursula von der Leyen is an experienced politician. She knows the Czech Republic well, and she is acquainted with the Central European region. For us, it is a much better choice than if the EU had nominated Frans Timmermans.
The Prime Minister said he hoped her nomination would be confirmed by the European Parliament and that Czech MEPs would support her. That is far from certain, however, since the reactions from Czech MEPs have been mixed. While Michala Šojdrová from the Christian Democrats hailed the choice of von der Leyen as a strong woman and politician, Markéta Gregorová from the Pirate Party said the nominations failed to reflect the outcome of the European elections, and it would take further talks to see if and under what conditions the European Parliament would ratify her nomination. Some also criticised the fact that four of the main jobs had gone to West Europeans with no nominations from Central and Eastern Europe. Ludek Niedermeyer from the Mayors and Independents wrote, "The top jobs were divided among the big players. Our region came out of the talks short-changed." Jan Zahradil from the centre-right Civic Democrats tweeted, "The good news is Timmermans will not be European Commission President. Otherwise, it is business as usual with Germany and France calling the shots." Radka Maxová from the Prime Minister's ANO party said that while she welcomed the gender balance in the nominations, it was essential to consider geographical balance as well, which did not fare so well.